Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. As 2018 comes to a close, farmers are busy preparing for the upcoming tax season. There are several changes as a result of the new tax laws. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Tax, Renee Fink, says one general change is in tax brackets. For farmers, the most significant change is with Section 199A.
And that's essentially what replaced the domestic production activities deduction. We refer to that as DPAD. And that calculation is very dependent on the farmer's specific situation. You know, it's not just a strictly a 20% of farm income. There's a lot of factors that go into that. For some farmers and ranchers, it can be very substantial. So a lot of different situations depending on where their income is sitting.
One other tax item that is different for farmers are details on machinery trades.
Normally, trades, we would just take the boot price and depreciate that. Now we need to know the actual details of the trade because the trade allowance will be reported as a sale on the tax return. You know, say you trade a combine for $200,000 to boot, but the actual purchase price is obviously a lot more than that. You have to record the trade allowance as a sale and then put the combine on as a full purchase on that situation.